Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't... Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, boy, oh boy, we got a lot to talk about today again. This is just like crazy stuff going on. Ah, my goodness gracious. It's Friday. That's good. It's beautiful. It's a little chilly here in the state of Minnesota, but there's no snow. And yes, I said Minnesota. Folks, you have with you yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean. Thank you for joining the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and or Sons of Liberty Media.com. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do just that. Go to Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or what you can do is go to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Friends, you can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And or if you'd like to call in at any time, stay to topic, or something to do that that concerns the topic, stay to what we're talking about or the branch of the topic in which we're talking about, friends. Please do that. It's important because if not, we're not going to take the call. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, before we get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to say this. I love documentaries. I love history. I want people to understand that one of my heroes is Martin Luther King Jr., Fred Douglas, also Harriet Tubman. Anybody that stands for the magnification of the law concerning crime, I totally love it to establish righteousness. I totally love them, okay? I will stand behind those that do the right till the very end if need be, because it is just that important to me, because we know it establishes righteousness, and that is the truth, and that first comes forth through magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against all crimes to establish judgment, to establish righteousness, and to have peace. And we want to leave that to our posterity the way that our forefathers left it to us. And here again, we are 238 years later. In saying that, last night we got a documentary. And the documentary was called Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. And friends, I don't know what's going on across the boards, but I'm telling you what, if it's not the Black Panthers blaming Whitey, this is what they're saying. As a matter of fact, one of these Black Panthers actually has Kill Whitey on the side of his face, tattooed there. You can see him actually calling for the execution of white folks in the streets. But, you know, of course, he's free, and he's been, overlooked by the DOJ in America by none other than the criminal himself, Attorney General Eric Holder. But after watching Burying My Heart at Wounded Knee, man, it was interesting how the Indians blamed the white man for everything that went bad. And when you go to what's going on today, and I'm going to bring you there in just a moment, it's amazing how the black folks are blaming the white people for everything. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself after watching this for just a little while, it's like, my goodness, everybody's blaming Whitey. And again, keep in mind, that's what the Black Panthers call us, right? Kill Whitey. They want Whitey's dead. And I also noticed that this criminal administration is appointing black people in so many different facets of our government today, and it seems like they're all blaming us white people for something. And I'm just noticing how shallow these people are, because what I do notice in Scripture is when I go there, I notice that we're to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. And we're to make reference to right and wrong according to our Creator, who said that all nations are but one blood. And when I started to think about this, because again, everybody's blaming the white man for what's going on in their country, I started thinking, man, I mean, we've done a lot of corrupt things going back to the Indian nations. By the way, we've done less than 6% of the Native American population in North Dakota and South Dakota. I did high school assemblies there. And so I reached out to them and I loved on them. And praise God, I don't care if you're purple, yellow, pink, whatever nationality, whatever the case may be, I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's my job. I don't care what color you are. But I started thinking to myself, man, I know all the treaties that our government broke concerning us and the Indian nations, and I've seen all the corruption. But the black folks and the Indians need to understand that those in government, they have corrupted and they have violated their oaths. They have been treacherous concerning their oaths, concerning all of the people. It's not just been one group of people. I mean, we can see this today. George Bush was just as corrupt as Barack Hussein Obama was. And again, I don't care what color he is. Folks, this is an issue of right and wrong according to God's moral law. And what I also notice is there's those that obey the law of God and those that disobey the law of God. Now, let me go all the way back to what I said. MLK Jr., one of my heroes, he was a major prophet. He really was. As a matter of fact, his voice still speaketh. But what we see today is the black folks of the day, and a good portion of them through this criminal administration, are talking against everything Martin Luther King actually advocated. Isn't that interesting how that works? And so, again, knowing that the civil rights movement and the civil rights marches were about the issue of right and wrong according to law. Remember, Martin Luther King used to make reference to the Declaration of Independence, and he used to talk about how we received our unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. See how that works? He was referencing the right person, the right giver, the law giver. He was going to the right source to basically settle mankind's problems, if mankind will listen to it. Now let me say this. When we think about all of the bad things that have happened, people need to keep in mind. Here, let me say this. Someone this morning posted, I'm proud to be an American, but I'm ashamed of my government. Okay, now follow me. I tagged back and I said, you are the government. And I said, the problem is you don't know the difference. Government is a reflection of who you are and what you allow them to be. And I said, you should be ashamed of yourself for allowing their crimes. Are you with me? So really what it comes down to is man taking responsibility. And if we see corruption within the government, no matter what color they are, we are to deal with them. Now let me bring you over to Exodus 23, verse 33. I hope you're tracking. The Bible tells me, and God will bring the righteous in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. And he said, I will cut them off. He said, you shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quit break down their images. And you shall serve the Lord your God. Keep in mind in the book of Deuteronomy, he said that when you drive these nations out from before you, think not it's because of your righteousness. It's not because of your righteousness, but because of their wickedness. Because of their wickedness. So I hope that you're tracking with me and making distinction as to what's right and wrong and who's good, bad, and ugly. Because in every race, friends, there is the good, bad, and the ugly. We need to get away from this race card because it's only being used to divide and conquer. I'm going to come right back. I'm going to highlight what's going on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Great stuff, friends. Wow.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. At any time you'd like to call in, do so 1-866-233-0747. Stay topic, okay? Right before the break, I was talking about how the Native Americans, okay, and the blacks were seeing a lot of this, you know, kill whitey by the plank, the Black Panthers. Isn't it interesting how the white man's being blamed for everything? And I went back to scripture and I told you that in Exodus 23, verse 23, it tells us that God said, I'm going to bring you in and you're going to drive out the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. And then scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 9, chapter 9, verse 5, it says, not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of thine heart dost thou go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out before thee, and that he may perform the word which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay? So it's an issue of who's on God's side, and it's an issue of who's against God. Okay? Because God promises to drive out wicked men from before the righteous, as long as you're walking in the holiness that he commands. This is how it works. No matter what color your skin is. You know, when you revert back to racism and all this other garbage that's taking place on in this country, it shows America how shallow this administration is. And I also want you to understand, they want to lower the standard because they want everybody to be just as stupid as they themselves are. You need to understand what they're doing here. So when you look at Barack Hussein Obama, we hear that he's a constitutional scholar, and we can see that he's doing everything in his power to destroy the Constitution. You need to keep in mind that this is all by design. Now, you can call Barack Hussein Obama stupid all day long. That's what they want, by the way. But the fact of the matter is if you're not standing up against what he's doing, you're the stooge. You're the one playing the fool concerning the one that you're calling a fool. Because you don't know the difference. And that's why I constantly on this radio show revert back to the Bible and the Constitution so you do know who is right and who is wrong. When I'm on the radio here, friends, I don't care what party they're in. I don't care if they're my best friend. I had one of the greatest compliments by a pastor that I did not like in North Minneapolis about 15 years ago. My best friend, his name was James, and he was the singer of our band. Second best unsigned band, by the way. Thought I'd give myself a little merit there, patting myself on the back. But I remember him and the bass player, Scott, who is my friend too. They used to get into it all of the time over just, they were nitpicking each other. They were always trying to find fault with each other because really what it came down to is one wanted to have the authority over the other one. And so what they did is they wanted to show each other who was smarter. And I remember the pastor that I didn't like, and I don't believe that he liked me a whole lot, but I remember somebody coming to him one time, and they were worried that I would side with my best friend because he was my best friend. And he said, one thing about Bradley is no matter who the person is, you're always going to find that he's going to stand on the Word of God. Oh my gosh. I don't know why that just really got me. But it shows you a work of the Holy Ghost in my heart, and I'm here praising God for it right now. But it's really true. See, this is, folks, I've been called a racist, I've been called a bigot, I've been called this, that, and the other thing. But the fact of the matter is, it's not true. None of it's true. I'm on the side of the Word of God. And if I'm wrong, then Lord, perfect that which concerneth me. Because again, friends, in essence, here's a parable for you, an analogy. I don't care who's right or wrong. I just care that the right thing is done. Because God in Christ and through Christ is the one that needs to be glorified, not us. Once we get out of the way and we allow Christ to be Christ in this country again, and he's going to be one way or another because we see that the government is upon his shoulders, I'll tell you what, then we're all winning. Then we're all going to be unified. Then we're all going to be knit together in love by the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, and not until then. And I'll tell you what, all those that try to pin something onto my sleeve by accusing me of something, you're a fool for your pains. Because I want to tell you something, nowhere can you find it. It is not an issue of color. It is an issue of right and wrong in every step of the way. Even with the radical homosexuals, with the atheists, it's an issue of right and wrong. And if you're doing the wrong thing, I'm going to be the first one to stand up against what you're doing. If you're doing the right thing, I'm going to be the first one to stand behind you and let you lead the way. But I'm going to be your biggest cheerleader all the way through. Because really what it comes down to me, friends, is giving Christ the glory that belongs to his name and giving to our posterity what they so rightly deserve. And what is that? Exactly what our forefathers gave unto us. Freedom. Okay, that's what this is all about. Now let's do this. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to understand this is how you do it. Justice is the guardian of liberty. On the scroll right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you need to see their faces again. You need to see the faces of these people, friends, because what we have is we have the new Black Panther finally getting, well, what he had coming to him. He's been indicted. He wanted to bomb some landmarks in the United States of America. He's finally been indicted. This is how we do it, America. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Okay? Now let's go to the next one, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have convicted nearly a dozen Atlanta teachers falsified grades to receive bonuses. In other words, we had a whole mess of teachers. And interestingly enough, friends, they're all Black teachers that were willing to sell their soul to lose it at the end. I say this. Hey, friends, again, Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Let me say it again. Lose the world and gain your soul. Okay, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. But what is all this? Convicted in Atlanta, nearly a dozen Atlanta teachers falsified grades to receive bonuses. Money. Why? You should see their faces when sentences were pronounced, friends. They're all posted on the scroll right now. Incredible. Okay, let's go over to, again, another black man. Senator from the state of Nebraska. Now, again, this is just how simple people can become. But you can see these people are the ones that are actually playing the race card. Nebraska state senator to legislator. If I carried a gun, I'd shoot the police first and then ask questions later. Now, why would he say that? Hey, folks, facts have been laid to the candor of the world over and over and over again. Is it an issue of law for such people as this? Or is it an issue of color? This is ridiculous. But again, this shows you how shallow these people are. And it shows you who is really playing the racist. Nebraska state senator to legislature. If I carried a gun, I'd shoot the police first and then ask questions later. Listen to what he just said. He just got done telling on himself. And why are the cops standing in such a safeguard concerning those that they approach, concerning their stops and so on and so forth? Hey, if your dad was a police officer or your mom was a police officer, would you want them to come home again? Would you want them to play it safe? Would you want them to be prudent? Would you want them to use wisdom in the way of caution when dealing with people at large on the streets? Absolutely you would. But this state senator who is unqualified to be there says something like, if I carried a gun, I'd shoot the police first and then ask questions. Friends, he just indicted himself. If he was ever to be taken out by a cop, well, he already told you what he was going to do. What's going on? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Are the churches doing it to themselves? I just wrote this article. It turned out great. We're talking about church signs. Come hear our pastor. He's not very good, but he's quick. Come to our Sundays and our Sunday services because our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's. Folks, the churches, they have become a reproach because they're doing it to themselves. They're making light of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama's anti-gun AG nominee is close to defeat. Why, again, are they appointing black racists? And, folks, this is really what it comes down to. Remember that racist was given back... I believe it was in 19... I'm just going to play it safe because I did write an article on this. But it was Leon Trotsky that actually came up with the use of the word racist to browbeat dissenters. See, what you have is you have Barack Hussein Obama, the greatest of all racists, working against people in any sense, in every way that he possibly can to divide and conquer. That's why he's been appointed, friends. But again, rightfully so in America because we can see why he's been appointed. And the fact of the matter is, friends, you're seeing this administration, they're calling this attorney general nominee, Loretta Lynch, they're calling her Eric Holder with a skirt. Because there's no difference in ideology or doctrine. Or, let me add, corruption. Check that out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, friends. I'm going to highlight a couple more because you need to see this, friends, and you need to hear this. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get back over to the radical homosexuals because we can see that the Muslims won't bake cakes for those that they desire to execute. Got it on film. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, folks. Highlighting sonsoflibertymedia.com. I wanted to let you know as well, you have 14 days to win a Joshua MK5. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down just a little bit, look right to the right, you'll see that beautiful weapon right there. You have an awesome opportunity to throw your name in the hat. And we'll tell you who won that weapon, Joshua MK5, in just 14 days coming up here. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I wanted to go over to this Master Sergeant's wife wants you to see what Bo Bergdahl's desertion cost her husband. You can go ahead and check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. When liberals use what would Jesus do against, the reconstruction of, what they call marriage. By the way, the government has no business in the institution of marriage. That belongs to the church, not the state. It's also interesting to note, friends, that when you look at what's going on, you need to understand that government did not create marriage, and government has no business redefining marriage. Government is appointed and delegated by the people that governments give. But in essence, when you look at who gave the government, we know who gave the government. Exodus 18:21. God is the giver of rights. He is the one that defines what marriage is, not man. On the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com, Jesus had two dads, and he turned out just fine on a St. John's United Methodist Church. How's that working out for you? We know that 34,000 churches just left the Presbyterians. We understand. And again, friends, I want you to hear the news the way the state-controlled media does not want you to get the news. They don't want you to know that they don't have the support. They don't want you to know that churches are being shut down because of what they're taking on. Going along to get along, redefining marriage, so on and so forth. Never going to happen. It will never stand in a million years, friends. New Black Panthers finally gets indicted. I already talked about that. What happens when a Muslim baker is asked to provide a cake for a wedding based on sodomy? It's interesting. The radical Muslims in the United States are calling for the execution of the homosexuals in the United States. And you can see what happens when a homosexual actually approaches one of these Muslims and says, listen, this is what I want on my wedding cake. A groom and groom, Steve and John, so on and so forth. It doesn't go over very well. They say, we're not baking you a cake. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hey, corporations, no one asked for your opinion about Indiana's laws. Well, it's true, friends. Going back to my point again, friends, the reason that you're seeing governments attempt to redefine everything that it wants to redefine, it's because they want to rule the roost. And I want you to understand, friends, the real reason that these people want to get rid of the Ten Commandments in every facility in government, civil government, so on and so forth, schools, colleges, courthouses, they don't want you to post, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not lie. And why? Because a building full of corrupt politicians and judges and lawyers, they know that within themselves that creates a hostile work environment because it doesn't condone their lifestyle. It stands against them. Huh, my goodness. It's just so over the top as to what's going on right now. Hey, corporations, no one asked for your opinion about Indiana's laws. Again, friends, check out what's going on. It's interesting how all these corporations are allied because they're trying to create the New World Order system. They are, advertently or inadvertently. The King has come, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And, folks, it goes on and on and on and on. I want to get to a phone call real quick. But right after this phone call, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get over to Grace Church in the state of Minnesota here. Going back to the radical homosexuals, at the beginning of the week, SPLC wanted to take another shot at me, and I told them, or any one of you out there that want to go ahead and play games, you go ahead, but every time you do it, I'm going to come back at you 10 times, and I mean it. In Grace Church in the state of Minnesota, so in other words, friends, I'm accommodating their attack here. Grace Church in Minnesota is one of the biggest churches in Minnesota. They don't stand against homosexual marriage. So in other words, they really don't stand for anything. So why are you supporting these ministries, friends? Going back to Grace Church in Minnesota, interestingly enough, just this Sunday, they had two radical homosexuals, which, by the way, they're plants. They went to the front of the church. I think there's like, 10,000, 15,000 members at this church. They went to the front row of the church right in front of the pastor, and they started to make out right in front of the pastor. Okay? And also notice that back in 2008, worshipers at a Mount Hope Church in Lansing, Michigan, were stunned when members of a pro-homosexual, pro-anarchy organization named Bash Back interrupted their service to fling propaganda and condoms around the sanctuary, drape a profane banner from the balcony, and feature two lesbians making out at the pulpit. The pastor stood down. The congregants didn't know how to respond. And outside they have these little billboards with these homo fascists, they called themselves, talking about how they kill heterosexuals. Going back to the worshipers at Mount Hope Church, the open-minded and tolerant liberals ran down the aisles and across the pews, hoping against hope to catch a right-winger on tape, daring to just push back. And guess what, friends? None did. Until you're willing to bear the cross, nothing's going to change. Yet when you do bear the cross, Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. The more they attack you, church, the more you grow. Let their cruelties swell your ranks, because, friends, rest assured they are. Rest assured they are. We got John calling from California. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.
How are you, baby?
I'm busy as a bee, and I got tons of stuff to go through, my friend.
I know you do. I'll just be real quick here. Jacob, my son was a little bit on my case about this religious, you know, this religious restoration freedom act. It's like, well, where do we lose our religious freedoms in the first place? It was back when Clinton signed it back in '93 for the federal. It's as if we lost any of our freedoms. It's ridiculous, but he was, we were getting, we were discussing the baker that refused to, dictate for the, homosexual guys there. And, he said, well, he didn't have to say why he didn't. I said, Jacob, if he doesn't stand up for what he believes, it's, he might as well just be silent and be on their side. And I said, I'm sick of the apathy in this country. And you, if you give the devil a foothold, you just open the door a crack, he's going to bust it open.
Yep.
And that's kind of where we're at here. And the pastors need to open their mouths and tell their congregants, enough is enough here, people. You know, we need to, you need to open your eyes, and the pastor need to help them understand. We've got, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of churches, and this country is going right downhill. I'm getting on the rabbit trail, but
well, no, John. The point is,
everything you're doing, and God bless you, and keep up the great fight there.
Thank you, I appreciate it, and thank you for your comments, my friend. Interestingly enough, we are where we're at today because of the pastors. We are where we're at today because they remain silent. We are where we're at today because we've allowed these whores and these hirelings to stand down and do nothing in the face of what they're to stand up and protest. You know, I've heard a great man of God one time say, Charles Haddon Spurgeon from England, he would be considered my pastor, that great Baptist preacher who used to prophesy. He basically said that if there's not a spirit of the miraculous in the church, it's a counterfeit. Folks, where's the spirit of a holy and a just God in the churches in America today? He's been ostracized. But you need to keep in mind, the church is the people, not the building. And the church needs to stand up and do their job. Abortion, homosexuality, crimes in government, all lays at the foot of the church. All of it does. Because they don't protest. Protestant has meaning. Again, thank you, John from California, for the comments that you just shared with us. But that's exactly right. We're in trouble because of the professed churches in America. In America, I ask you again, why are you supporting those ministries that stand down and do nothing? The ministries that you should be supporting are those that are in trouble for the right reasons. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Your enemies are doing that, but they're doing it illegally and unlawfully. In 1992, two Jeffersonville, Indiana lesbians, aged 17 and 16, abducted a 12-year-old girl whom they accused of trying to steal a girlfriend. The little girl was pushed into the trunk of a car, stabbed repeatedly, and beaten with a heavy metal bar. While still struggling, they poured gasoline on her and set her on fire. Later that year, a Fort Lauderdale, Florida 14-year-old was convicted of first-degree murder for helping to kill his 40-year-old father. The father was stabbed 45 times and beaten so badly with an iron skillet that the skillet shattered. The boy confessed that he helped his father's former homosexual lover and roommate kill him so he and the 31-year-old could live together. Folks, see, this isn't about attacking any particular people. This is about attacking, this isn't about attacking any particular people. This is about protecting a particular people that are under attack. You see this? The ACLU is defending the North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, for this pedophile group's role in the brutal murder of 10-year-old Jeffrey Curley in 1997. Salvatore Sicari and Charles James picked up fifth grader Jeffrey Curley and took the boy to the Boston Public Library, where James accessed NAMBLA's website. Later, the men attempted sexual assault to the little boy, but the boy fought back. Attempting to restrain him, James gagged the 10-year-old with a gasoline-soaked rag, eventually killed him. The men put Jeffrey's body in a tub with the concrete and threw it into the river. The ACLU argues that the newsletter and other NAMBLA materials in James' possession, which contain photographs of boys of various ages and nude drawings of boys, are protected speech under the Constitution. You see where this is going, friends? Going to come back, and I'm going to highlight some more for you. Just accommodating, friend. Just accommodating.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Witnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just talking about how the ACLU is defending the NAMBLA organization. For those that did not know, their slogan during homosexual pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. Then I'm talking about two individuals who grabbed little Jeffrey Curley, a 10-year-old boy, back in 1997. And when they couldn't have their way with them, what they did is they basically brought him to a public library. And then once they accessed NAMBLA's website, where they found photographs of boys of various ages and nude drawings of boys, the ACLU got involved and attempted to protect these two sodomites, these two criminals, and they said that it was protected speech under the Constitution. Did God give them that right, friends? Nope, he didn't. It's a crime in America. Ask any folks, go down the street, talk to any police officer. What happens if you were to see a man violate a boy? He would be in big trouble. That's considered a felony in this country, friends. But here at the ACLU again, they're not helping pedophiles. If they're not helping the homosexuals, they're helping the Muslims. If they're not helping the Muslims, they're helping the communists, because they're there along with every one of these useful idiots to attempt to destroy what they have. They're punching holes in the base of their own boats, and they don't realize that they're going to sink with the ship if they are ever successful. and end up in hell right where they belong. Did you also notice, friends, that Jeffrey Curley was a 10-year-old boy? Did you know that these two men, when they couldn't have their way with them, what they did is they took a gasoline-soaked rag, and what they did is they killed him. And then they put his body in a tub with concrete and threw it into a river. Also, keep in mind, before they did that, friends, at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, they began to sodomize the dead body of the 10-year-old boy. Just thought I'd share that with you. Also wanted to let you know, friends, going back, my wife caught something. She's listening to the radio show right now. I wanted to let you know that I stand corrected. Grace Church in Minneapolis is the biggest church in the Minneapolis area that does stand against homosexual marriage. What happened is these organizations, they get together and they say, okay, let's go after the biggest church. So what they did is they put two plants, two radical homosexuals, in front of the pastor just last Sunday. And they began to make out in front of the pastor. You see what they're doing? They're trying to set the stage. They're trying to bring forth lawsuits, friends. And again, as they're playing the victim, keep in mind again, friends, that they are actually attempting, well, they are advocating, they're perpetuating the crimes. A judge out of New York City, Judge John Martaugh, chief magistrate of the New York City Criminal Court, has said homosexuals account for half the murders in large cities. Now, I'm going to give you the references just so it's not laid to my charge that I created this and made this up, okay? Because this is what the radical homosexuals do. They have to try to basically snuff out anything that exposes them for what they are and who they are, okay? In this particular situation, KAIFETZJ, homosexual rights are concern for some, Post Tribune, 18 December 1992. Okay? Just do your homework. Captain William Riddle of the Los Angeles Police Department said 30,000 sexually abused children in Los Angeles were victims of homosexuals. Homosexuals and rights are concern for some, Post Tribune, 18 December 1992. Okay, 37% of homosexuals engage in sadomasochism, which accounts for many accidental deaths. In San Francisco, classes were held to teach homosexuals how to not kill their partners during sadomasochism. Okay, this is Fields, Dr. E, is a homosexual activity normal? Marietta, Georgia. That's the reference. About one-third of all sexual abuse cases come among children, and they're committed among children by homosexuals, and about a half of all such cases among foster children are committed by homosexual providers. Psychological Reports, 1986, page 327 through 3758. Okay? 41% of homosexuals say that they have had sex with strangers in public restrooms. 60% say that they have had sex with strangers in bathhouses. And 64% of these encounters have involved the use of illegal drugs. Fields, Dr. E, is homosexual activity normal? Marietta, Georgia, is again the reference. Oh, my goodness. 50% of the calls to a hotline to report queer bashing involve domestic violence. Folks, you ready for this one? Homosexuals beating up on other homosexuals. Of course. Newsweek reported this. 4th of October, 1993. 33% of all homosexuals admit to minor adult sex. Family Research Institute, Lincoln, Nebraska. Wow. Wow, wow. Homosexuals commit about 33% of all reported child molestations in the United States. Psychological Reports, 1986, page 327 through 37. There's your reference again. 73% of all homosexuals have sex with boys under 19 years of age. That is illegal, friends. Jay and Young, The Gay Report, Submit Books, 1979, page 275. There again, friends, is your reference. Many homosexuals admit that they are pedophiles. Oh, and by the way, the pedophiles are trying to now gain their rights, friends. Okay? At least 20% of homosexuals approve of homosexual sex between children and adults. This is out of the San Francisco Sentinel, 27 March 1992. Because homosexuals cannot reproduce naturally, they resort to recruiting children. Homosexuals can be heard chanting, 10% is not enough. Recruit, recruit, recruit in their homosexual parades. A group called the Lesbian Avengers prides itself on trying to recruit young girls. They print "We Recruit" on their literature. Some other homosexuals aren't as overt about this, but rather try to infiltrate society and get into positions where they will have access to malleable and minds of young children, the clergy, teachers, Boy Scout leaders, so on and so forth. See the DC Lesbian Avengers webpage and DC Lesbian Avenger press release where they threaten to recruit little boys and little girls. Fields, Dr. E, is homosexual activity normal? Marietta, Georgia. Folks, go ahead and check out all those resources. You can know that they're factual. A former Big Brothers and Big Sisters volunteer was arrested on a complaint of lewd molestation, forcible sodomy, and second-degree rape with a boy under 16 years of age. The pederast homosexual crimes, John Gisler, was a science teacher at Whitney Middle School in the state, and the victim was believed to be Gisler's little brother. By the way, when I was a little kid, I had a big brother. Because you didn't have a dad, you know, they give you over to these big brothers and big sisters. Interesting stuff, friends. Not too long ago, we had a Los Angeles elementary school teacher, Mark Burnt, was arrested and accused of taking bondage photos of children, some showing suspected semen-filled spoons at the children's mouths. Exposing the victims, friends. The John Jay team reported that 10,667 people in the United States had made, these are the ones that told on them, friends, had made allegations of child sexual abuse between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, in 2005, the man who ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the internet. Why did the Boy Scouts bow to the homosexuals? By the way, how many children have left the Boy Scouts and started their own clubs? That was the stupidest thing the Boy Scouts could have done. High-profile attorney Aaron Biber from Minnesota was sentenced to 18 years in prison for raping a 15-year-old boy, by the way, his son's best friend, whom police said he groomed from the age of 11 years old. Hennepin County District Judge Lloyd Zimmerman said that this is one of the most horrific cases he's ever seen. Exposing the victims here, friends. In 2010, former Minneapolis Park Police Chief, or Captain, I'm sorry, Williams Jacobs was charged with sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy from 2007 to 2009. Prosecutors added child pornography charges to the mix after police found 40,000 pornographic images on hard drives and DVDs in his home. Child pornography. 17 more witnesses came forward to testify that they were abused by Jacobs between 1962 and 1980. Of course. Of course. I can go over to Sandusky, but we know how that all went down. He was even violating his own kids, friends. How dare the American people stand down to the face of this? How dare the people close their ears to the obvious crimes of those that are playing the victims in this country? Those that mean to rule over you, friends, mean to silence you, and those that mean to silence you are the ones that mean to rule over you. I shared with you yesterday, keep in mind, friends, these are the ones that want their rights. Keep in mind, these are also the ones that started out with the National Education Association with something called the Homosexual Caucus. That wasn't good enough. Now they have something called the Drag Queen Caucus. What's next, America? Well, that's up to you. Love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. And by the grace of God, folks, we ain't moving in Jesus' name.
Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.